Conference muted.
Father Yahweh, again we come before your throne of grace, thanking and praising your name for this high holy Sabbath day, the feast of Shavuot or Pentecost. We ask, Father, that your word would have free course in us, that you would continue to bless us this day as we seek to do that which is right in your sight. Forgive us, Father, for any sins that we may have committed against you. And we ask, Father, that your Son, our advocate, Yahshua the Messiah, shed blood, would cleanse all our sin. Again, Father, humbly we come before you, seeking your word. And we ask, Father, for your direction, that you would guide us to your kingdom. Because truly, we want to be a part of your kingdom, which is soon coming upon this earth. Open our hearts and minds, Father, that we might receive the implanted word. And we ask, Father, that you would bless us for being here, that you would bless us in our hearing, and that we would take the words which we hear today to heart, and that they would cause us, Father, to serve you and to do your will. And we thank you for all these favors and blessings. In your Son, Yahshua's holy name, we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may all be seated. This message is entitled Light, the Light and Life. Deuteronomy chapter 31, we're going to start in verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 9. And Moses wrote this law and delivered it to the priests, the sons of Levi, that bore the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, and to all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the set time of the year of release, in the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel shall come to appear before Yahweh your Elohim in the place which he shall choose, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. So every 7 years we come together at the Feast of Tabernacles and we read the law of Yahweh. We read the Torah. We read from Genesis to the end of Deuteronomy. Okay? It's commanded that we do this every 7 years. Now, verse 12, it says, assemble the people, the men, the women, and the little ones, and your sojourner that is within the gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn, and fear Yahweh your Elohim, and observe to do all the words of this law, all the words of the Torah. Okay? That's the law we're talking about. And that their children who have not known may hear and learn to fear Yahweh, your Elohim, as long as you live in the land which you go over to possess, over the Jordan to possess. And over in Deuteronomy chapter 4, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9, we'll start there. It says, only take heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes saw, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. So we're talking about the law, and we're talking about life. Because through the light, because the Torah is light, the law is light. It directs us in the way that Yahweh wants us to go. And if we do that, we will receive life. See? And that's what we want. We want eternal life. It says here, still in verse 9, but make them known to your children and your children's children that the day that you stood before Yahweh, your Elohim, in Horeb, and that's when the law was given, Exodus 19, when Yahweh said to me, assemble the people, and I will make them to hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they live upon the earth. See, there's a purpose for us to come before Yahweh during the feast day, so that we may learn to fear him. See? As you heard in the offering sermon, that, you know, too many people fear the devil and they treat Yahweh any kind of way. And we have to reverse that, because those that love Yahweh understand the fear of Yahweh. He's the one that can give you eternal life. He's also the one that can give you the second death. You had a father. See? So that's why we would truly learn to fear him and not worry about the devil. Verse 11, it says, and you came near and stood below the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire to the heart of heaven, and with darkness, cloud, and thick darkness. And Yahweh spoke to you out of the fire. You heard the voice of words, but you saw no form, only you heard a voice. And he declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even the Ten Commandments. And he wrote them upon two tables of stone. And Yahweh commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and ordinances, that you might do them in the land you go over to possess. Therefore, take good heed to yourselves, for you saw no manner of form on the day that Yahweh spoke to you in Horeb out of the fire, lest you corrupt yourselves and make a carved image in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the heavens, and the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the water under the earth, unless you lift up your eyes to heaven, and when you see the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, all of that which is in the heavens, you be drawn away and worship them. That's what the nations do. They worship the host of heaven. They worship the moon. They worship the stars, the Big Dipper, the Little Dipper. They worship these things, okay? And that's not what Yahweh wants us to do. And serve them which Yahweh Elohim has allotted to all the nations under the whole heaven. But Yahweh has taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, out of Egypt, to be to him a people of inheritance as at this day. See, Yahweh's people are going to inherit, and that's what he wants us to do, to inherit life. See, not only did we inherit the law that he gave us at Horeb, the Ten Commandments, plus another 600, yeah, added. But he wants us to inherit eternal life. He's given us what's the best, the good that he has for us. Now you think about it. What more could you want than eternal life? See, I think the problem with a lot of people is they compare what they are doing in life with this life. They can only assume what's going to be in the kingdom. But the word tells us that it's a joyful opportunity to serve Yahweh, to be there, to worship him, to praise him. See, we're so beaten down in this life that we're concerned with, you know, the daily grind. You know, putting food on the table, the roof over the head, the things of that nature, that we forget about the good things that Yahweh can do for us. Now, when Israel was in the wilderness, after they had seen all of the blessings, after they saw and heard the voice speaking out of the fire, they went and sinned against him. He gave them his good commandments, and they went and sinned against him. We can't be like that, brother. We have to accept the words of Almighty Yahweh. We have to apply them to our hearts, our lives, and then be different than the rest of the world. We can't be out here worshiping the moon and all of the host of heaven? No, we're supposed to be teaching these people the law of Yahweh through our lives, through our actions. See, we're an example of Yahweh's people to the world. Now think about that. If you're an example to Yahweh's people, I mean to the people of the world, of Yahweh's people, then you have to think about how you walk. What type of walk is it that you're doing out there? When people see you, are they saying, oh man, that's some of Yahweh's people? I don't know if I want to be a part of that, you know? And I'm not saying this, that we need to be stuck up, that we need to be holier than thou, as most people, you know, and I know a lot of groups, you know, you got to always wear white, you got to wear this turban on your head, you got to have, you know, the prayer shawl, the zit-zits down to the floor, because that shows I'm holy. Did not the Pharisees look like that? Okay? Because they wanted to be seen of men. They wanted the praises of men. We're not trying to get the praises of men. We want the praises of Yahweh, brother. That's different. That's more important. See? And for us to do that, all we have to do is keep the covenant that was given to us. In verse 23, it says, take heed to yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of Yahweh, your Elohim, which he made with you, and make a carved image in the form of anything which Yahweh your Elohim has forbidden you. For Yahweh your Elohim is a devouring fire, a jealous El. That's who we serve. He's a devouring fire. It says, when you shall procreate children and children's children, and you have been long in the land and shall corrupt yourselves. See, Moses already knew where they were going. He knew the direction that they were going, that they were going to corrupt themselves and make a carved image in the form of anything, and shall do that which is evil in the sight of Yahweh Elohim, to provoke him to anger. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that you shall soon utterly perish from off the land to which you go over to the Jordan to possess it. And you shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And Yahweh will scatter you among the peoples, and you shall be left few in number among the nations to which Yahweh shall lead you away. And there you shall serve Elohim, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But from there you shall seek Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall find him when you search after him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in tribulation, and each one of us are going to experience some tribulation in our life, doesn't mean that you're in a great tribulation. It says when you experience tribulation, some trials, and all these things have come upon you in the latter days, you shall return to Yahweh your Elohim and listen to his voice. For Yahweh your Elohim is a merciful El. He's merciful. He will not fail you, neither destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers, which he swore to them. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before you, since the day that Elohim created man upon the earth, and from the one end of heaven unto the other, whether there has been any such thing as this great thing is, or has been heard like it. Now the reason I'm reading this, because I want you to understand, this says from one end of heaven, it's not talking about in the sky. And when people assume they hear the term heaven, they assume they're talking about the sky. This is talking about on the earth, okay? From one end to the other end. That Elohim created man upon the earth from the one end of heaven unto the other. Whether there has been any such thing as this great thing, or has been heard any or has been heard like it? Has a nation ever heard the voice of Elohim speaking out of the fire? The answer is no. Or has Elohim tried to go and take a nation from the middle of another nation by trials, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by an outstretched arm, and by great terrors, according to all that Yahweh your Elohim did for you in Egypt before your eyes? The answer is no. He only did it for Israel. To you it was showed that you might know that Yahweh is Elohim, and there is no one besides him. And that's true. There is no one besides Yahweh. All the other mighty ones are idols. Out of heaven he made you to hear his voice, that he might instruct you. And upon earth he made you to see his great fire, and you heard the words out of the fire. And because he loved your fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them and brought you out with his presence. He brought Israel out of Egypt with his presence. The fire of Elohim, the angel of Elohim, Yahshua, went before them as a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire. Think about this. Yet, they rebelled. Now, if you know, we can always say, you know, if we were there, we would not have done that. You understand? People always can look back and say, you know, hey, if I was there, I wouldn't have done that. Yet, Yahweh has wrought things in your life. He's shown you miracles. He's shown you blessings, and he's going to do it again. But see, when we see fire being called down from heaven, and a lot of people are going to see this, as it says in Revelation chapter 13, and what are they going to do? They're going to go after the devil. They're going to go after the man of sin. See? We already know what Yahweh is commanding us to do. He's telling us to be faithful, to accept the covenant. And his covenant is not something that he's asking you to do that's, you know, outlandish or crazy. He's just saying keep the commandments. He's not saying you need to go jump off of a mountain, you know, a couple thousand feet with a parachute on or something, you know. He's not trying you in those terms or any way. He's telling you just keep the covenant that I've revealed to you. Honor your father and mother. Keep the Sabbath and keep it holy. You know, if it was something great, like Naaman the Syrian said, you know, when he was asked, you know, there's a prophet of Israel, if he would have, his servant said, if he'd have told you to do something fantastic, would you have not done it? And he said, sure. But he's telling me, just go dip myself seven times in the Jordan and I'll be clean. And guess what? They convinced him to do it and he got clean. And it was something simple. And that's all Yahweh is trying to get you to do. Keep the covenant. It's not something that's too hard for us to do. It's very simple. But the key here in this passage in verse 37 is that he brought you out with his presence. And that's what we have to understand. Yahweh is among us. Yahshua said that where two or more are gathered, there he would be in the midst. Okay? So his spirit is here with us today, brother, as we are looking into this word. With great power, with his great power out of Egypt to drive out nations from before you, greater and mightier than you, to bring you in, to give you their land for an inheritance as at this day. Know therefore this day and lay it to your heart that Yahweh is Elohim in heaven, above and upon the earth beneath, there is no other. And you shall keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command you this day, that it may go well with you and your children after you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which Yahweh, your Elohim, gives you forever. And that's what he wants from us, just to be faithful, to keep those commandments. Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20 to 23. My son, keep the commandment of your father and forsake not the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them about your neck. When you walk, it shall lead you. When you sleep, it shall watch over you. And when you awake, it shall talk with you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the way of life. That's the way of life that Yahweh is commanding us to walk in. Psalm 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The word of Yahweh guides us. It directs us. It's a light to our path. We need the law of Yahweh in our life to light up our lives. This Torah is a light to each one of us. Okay? It guides us in this dark world. When you think about the darkness of this world, most people have been taught some negative things. And a lot of us have too. The way we were raised, some of the things we were taught were not true. But guess what? When that lamp was turned on, the light of the Torah, and we gained the understanding, and we realized that Yahweh's word is directing us in a different direction than the way we were taught, we had to make the change. We had to redirect our lives because Almighty Yahweh wanted us to go in a different direction. 1 John chapter 1, we'll start in verse 5. It says, and this is the message which we heard from him and announced to you, that Yahweh is light. And in him is no darkness at all. There's no darkness in Yahweh. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Yahshua, his son, cleanses us from all sin. The blood of Yahshua cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins. And that's the key there, brethren, because we all are sinners, right? We have to come to that realization. But we also come to the realization that Yahshua can cleanse each and every one of our sins. Not one of us, not one of us can get rid of sin. But Yahshua can. So it doesn't matter what you've done in your past. If you've come to Yahshua, if you fall on your knees and ask Yahweh to forgive you, don't you believe that he would forgive you? He's told us that in his word. All we have to do is accept it. And that's the important part of where we are. We have to get to that next step, which means that we have to leave that old man behind in the sinful ways and start keeping the covenant each and every day. So whatever sins we may be doing, we have to get rid of them. And we have to understand that he is faithful to get rid of our sins. In verse 9, again in 1 John 1, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Do you think Yahshua is going to leave some within you? If you are taking that step and you get baptized, okay, You go down in that water. When you come up clean. You understand? If you go back, you have backslidden. You have gone back in that direction. Yahshua has cleansed your sins. That's why we accept the covenant. That's why Yahweh has offered it to us. He's given us that opportunity. If we say in verse 10 that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. So Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2. Verse 5. O house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of Yahweh. Now, Isaiah was the prophet to Judah. But he's saying, O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of Yahweh. Guess what? During the reign or the prophecy of Isaiah, there was another prophet who was prophesying, Amos was prophesying in Israel at the same time. Okay? So Isaiah is sending and dropping a word to the north, to Samaria, telling them, oh, house of Jacob, O Israel, come let us walk in the light of Yahweh. They were about to be kicked out of the land. They were about to go into captivity because they were idol worshippers in Bethel and Dan. Samaria was in the middle, the capital. They were living a life high, enjoying the blessings of Yahweh, but they were not serving Yahweh. Too many people, even using Yahweh's name, are not serving Yahweh. And see, this is what happens. So many people believe that they are, man, I'm in the right place at the right time, I'm doing what's right, but the question is, do they truly know who Yahweh is? In Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, it says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you shall know them. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but the corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not everyone that says to me, Master, Master, or Yahshua, Yahshua shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Master, Master, or Yahshua, Yahshua, did we not prophesy by your name? And by your name cast out demons? And by your name do many mighty works? And then will I profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work lawlessness. What's lawlessness? It's a violation of the covenant. It's a violation of the commandments. Psalm 119, verse 1. Psalm 119, we'll read the first, the Aleph section. It says, blessed are they that are perfect in the way, who walk in the law of Yahweh. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, that seek him with their whole heart, Yes, they do know unrighteousness. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us your precepts, that we should observe them diligently. Oh, that my ways were established to observe your statutes. Then shall I not be put to shame when I have respect to all your commandments, not some of them, but all of them. I will give thanks to you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. And that's why we come to the feast, brethren, so that we can learn the righteous judgments of Almighty Yahweh. I will observe your statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Turn over to Exodus 19. Exodus 19. We'll start in verse 1. It says, in the third month, this is where we are, Pentecost, after the children of Israel had gone up out of the land of Egypt, the same day they came into the wilderness of Sinai, and when they had departed from Rephidim and had come to the wilderness of Sinai, they encamped in the wilderness, and there Israel encamped before the mount. And Moses went up to Elohim, and Yahweh called to him out of the mountain, saying, in this manner shall you say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession from among all peoples, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and set before them all these words which Yahweh commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that Yahweh has spoken we will do. And Moses reported the words of the people to Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Moses, lo, I come to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you, and may also believe you forever. And Moses told the words of the people to Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Moses, go to the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their garments, and be ready for the third day. For the third day, Yahweh will come down in the sight of all the people upon the Mount Sinai. And you shall set limits for the people all around, saying, take heed to yourself that you go not up to the mountain or touch the border of it. Whoever touches the mountain shall surely be put to death. No hand shall touch him, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it be beast or man. He shall not live. When the trumpet sounds long, they shall come up to the mount. That was the call. And Moses went down from the mount to the people and sanctified the people. And they washed their garments. And he said to the people, be ready by the third day. Come not near a woman. And it came to pass on the third day, when it was morning, that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mount, and the sound of the trumpet very loud. And all the people that were in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet Elohim. He brought them to meet Yahweh. And this is what happened this day. See, they came to meet Yahweh because they were supposed to enter into a covenant with the Mighty One of Israel. He revealed to them his law. Now, like I said, these weren't anything earth-shattering, these laws. And we're going to read them. Actually, I'm going to drop down because, you know, we have a limited amount of time. But go down to chapter 20, verse 1. And Elohim spoke all these words, saying, I am Yahweh your Elohim, who has brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. He's brought each and every one of us out of the bondage of sin, brethren. We may not have been in physical Egypt, But he brought us out of sin. Each one of us was in sin, which is a type of Egypt. You shall have no other Elohim before me. Now again, an idol can be any kind of mighty one, anything that you place between you and Yahweh. It could be your spouse. It could be your car. It could be your house, your bank account. Anything. See, and there's some demons out there that mask themselves. We're talking sex demons and, you know, gambling, things like that, that will, an addiction. It doesn't have to be drugs. There are people who are addicted to gambling. They'll go to the track every day, anywhere they can find money. They say, I don't have a gambling problem. I have a money problem. In other words, I don't have enough money because I keep losing it at the track. See? You understand? See, they don't realize that, yeah, you do have a problem. And any of those things that is placed between you and Yahweh is an idol. And until we can get through and get rid of those idols, can we serve Almighty Yahweh with a pure heart? Exodus 20, verse 4. You shall not make for yourself a graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, Yahweh, your Elohim, am a jealous El, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and the fourth generation of those that hate me, and showing mercy to thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Now, I don't know, I'm sure all of us know some Catholics. But guess what? This commandment is not a part of their worship. They've pulled this one out because of their little idols. You understand? They have in the niches and their little churches that they go to, and they are worshiping this one and the one of Mother Mary and this one and that one. So you understand what I'm saying? They've made an exclusion of this scripture because of their spiritual culture. Now, what about us? Have we eliminated any of the commandments because of something that we don't want to do? Number 3, you should not make wrong use of the name of Yahweh, Elohim, for Yahweh will not leave unpunished the man who misuses his name. It doesn't mean that we're not supposed to use the name. And this is where the Jews come in. They don't want you to use the name. It's too holy for you to pronounce. You Gentiles can't use it. You understand? There's a ban against that because we don't want you desecrating the name of Yahweh. Now, we're not going to use it either. We'll call him Hashem or Adonai. We're not going to use Yahweh. You understand? The Bible doesn't tell us that. As a matter of fact, it says, I am Yahweh, your Elohim, has brought you up out of the land of Egypt. You shall have no other Elohim before me. So we are supposed to use the name to glorify our Heavenly Father. You understand? Everybody has their own little pet peeve or pet scripture or whatever, but I'm telling you, the law of Yahweh is telling us to use the name, to make it glorious. You understand? This is Yahweh's name. His people are called by his name. The temple was called by his name. Number 4, and Exodus 20, verse 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh, your Elohim. In it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your manservant or your maidservant, or your cattle or the stranger that is within the gates. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. He hallowed it. He set it apart for a holy purpose. Why do we keep the Sabbath? Is it for us?
Yes, Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. I mean, actually, it's to give us rest. Yahweh didn't need to rest. He gave it to us. He said, work 6 days, keep the Sabbath. Okay? A lot of people don't do that anymore. See? They've cut that one out, that scripture. No, no. You can work 7 days. You can work as long as you want. But look, they've changed it now. The Sabbath is now Sunday. And then you can do that, go to the movies, do whatever, you know, go to dinner. So they don't have a problem spending money on the Sabbath, doing their business. But Yahweh tells us a different way to keep the Sabbath, because it was given for our benefit. Because if we're the holy people of Almighty Yahweh, us keeping the Sabbath is what? It's a sign between us and Yahweh that we are his people. If we don't keep the Sabbath, we're not a part of that sign. We're not showing him that we are his people. Number 5, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you. Do you honor your parents, brethren? The word tells us we need to honor our parents. And that's important. And there's a reason for us to do that. Because he says, so that your days may be long in the land. Doesn't matter whether they are in the faith or not. It doesn't say they had to be in the faith. It says to honor them. And this is what we need to do, so that we would receive a blessing from Almighty Yahweh. Number 6, you shall not commit murder. Number 7, you shall not commit adultery. That's there. Yet, in the society that we live in, it's done with impunity. People don't care. Somebody else's wife, so be it. So what? Number 8, you should not steal. And people do it all the time, even from their employers, from their siblings, from their, you know, neighbor, from whomever. You know? Yahweh's telling us, you know, no, we're not supposed to do this. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. In other words, you're not supposed to lie either. You're supposed to tell the truth. And number 10, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his manservant or his maidservant or his ox or his ass or anything that is your neighbor's. You can have a wife of your own. You can have a car of your own. I mean, just because Jay got a nice car don't mean I need to covet it, you know? I can go out and get one of my own. And see, this is what's so simple. It seems that we have the opportunity to do just as much as the next person, and Yahweh will bless us if we just do it right. But Satan will put it in your heart, you know what? There's a way you can get this. I can show you a way to get this. You can take that from him. You know what I'm saying? And too many people think like that. The question is why? Yahweh can bless you with anything your heart desires. Psalm 34. Verse 1, it says, I will bless Yahweh at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in Yahweh. The meek shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify Yahweh with me. Let us exalt his name together, brethren. I sought Yahweh, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces shall never be confounded. This poor man cried, and Yahweh heard him and saved him out of all his troubles.
The angel of Yahweh encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man that takes refuge in him. Oh, fear Yahweh, you his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. There's no want to him that fears Almighty Yahweh. Turn over to Psalm 118. Psalm 118, verses 22. It says, the stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. This is Yahweh's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which Yahweh has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, we plead you, O Yahweh. O Yahweh, we plead you, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that comes in the name of Yahweh. Who comes in the name of Yahweh other than Yahshua the Messiah? When he came, this is what they said. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. Guess what? He's not going to return until they're saying, blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. Yahweh is El and has given us light. He's given us his Torah, his law. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even to the horns of the altar. You are my El, and I will give thanks to you. You are my Elohim, I will exalt you. I will give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good. John chapter 1. John chapter 1, starting verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was Elohim. The same was in the beginning with Yahweh. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that has been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Okay? Remember, this is entitled The Light and Life. We want the light in our lives, brethren, because that's going to give us the life. Eternal life is what we're seeking. It says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness could not master it. There came a man sent from Yahweh whose name was Yohanan, John. The same came for a witness, that he might bear witness of the light, and that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came that he might bear witness of the light. There was the true light, even the light which lights every man, coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and they that were his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the children of Yahweh, even to them that believe on his name, who were begotten not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of Yahweh. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bears witness of him and cries, saying, this is he of whom I said, he that comes after me has become before me, for he was before me. For of his fullness we all receive, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, and grace and truth came through Yahshua the Messiah. No man has seen Yahweh at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Isaiah chapter 49. to start in verse 5. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 5. And now, says Yahweh, that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him, and that Israel be gathered to him. For I am honorable in the eyes of Yahweh, and my Elohim become my strength. And he said, it is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give you for a light to the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation to the end of the earth. In this manner, says Yahweh, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to him whom man despises, to him whom the nation hates, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes, and they shall worship because of Yahweh, that is faithful, even the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. They're speaking of Yahshua the Messiah here. He is the light to the Gentiles. And we, his servants, are supposed to walk in his light, in his truth. In verse 8 it says, in this manner, says Yahweh, in an acceptable time have I answered you, and in a day of salvation have I helped you, and I will preserve you and give you for a covenant of the people to raise up the land, to make them inherit the desolate heritage, saying to them that are bound, go forth. To them that are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and on all the bare heights shall be their pasture. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun strike them. For he that has mercy on them will lead them, even by springs of water will he guide them. And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. Lo, these shall come from far, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim, China. The West is the United States of America. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for Yahweh has comforted his people and will have compassion on his afflicted. Almighty Yahweh has given us the light, his Torah, and life. And that life is through his son, Yahshua the Messiah. We have to accept Yahshua as the light of all men and walk in his light, because it's only through Yahshua that we have an opportunity of salvation, brethren. If we do not accept Yahshua, we're condemned. See? If we're going to be in the kingdom, we're going to accept the law of Yahweh, the Torah, the light that he's given us. And it's going to be the light of all men. It's going to be in our hearts. So that when people see us, they'll see that we are Yahshua's servants, and they'll follow us to the kingdom of Almighty Yahweh. May Almighty Yahweh bless each and every one of you as you continue to serve him with one consent, as we accept the covenant, the Torah, the light of Yahweh in our lives. May Almighty Yahweh bless you until we come together again. If you'd all rise at this time, we'll have a closing word of prayer. Father Yahweh, again, we humbly bow our hearts before your throne of grace, thanking and praising your name, Father, for this, your day of Pentecost, the day of the giving of the law, Father, the giving of your Torah, your light to your people, and the life, Father, which comes through your Son, Yahshua the Messiah. Help us to accept his great sacrifice so that, Father, we would be in your kingdom when Yahshua returns. Help us, Father, to overcome this world and Satan the devil, as we seek to do that which is right in your sight. Forgive us for any sins that we may have committed. We know that we have an advocate with you, Father, your Son, Yahshua the Messiah. So we ask, Father, that your will be in us, and we would have, your word would have free course in us, and that we would overcome, Father, as we seek to follow in the footsteps of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah. And it's truly in his holy name that we come before you on this Pentecost day, seeking your truth and your way and your light. In Yahshua's name we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For our closing song, you know what, I think we missed the song. I'm going to do Breathe, yes. We're going to do number 14.